RadioArchives.com presents The Phantom Detective Magazine from Summer 1950. The Deadly Diamonds. The 158th Adventure of the Phantom Detective. Nemesis of Crime by Robert Wallace. Read by Milton Bagby. Desperate for a purpose in life, millionaire playboy Richard Curtis Van Loan dedicates himself to a one-man campaign to rid the nation of organized crime and big-time racketeers. Reborn from the ashes of war, Van Loan returns to find his home in the stranglehold of gangsters and murderers. Donning a domino mask and teaching himself deduction and the art of disguise, he takes on crime single-handedly as the mysterious Phantom Detective. His true identity known only by one person, Van Loan swings his way into mystery, a specially made platinum badge shaped like a domino mask, his business card. This master of disguise, deduction, and psychology delivers his own unique brand of law and order to the underworld as the Phantom Detective. And now, the Phantom Detective's pulse-pounding mystery adventure, The Deadly Diamonds. Chapter 1. Attack in the Night. The elegance of the Club Peacock was hardly noticed by the crowd filling its plush interior. Scarlet-coated waiters hovered around their tables. Captains presented menus and wine lists with a flourish, and the stately head waiters politely pocketed the gratitudes slipped into their eager palms by those who wanted and were willing to pay for select tables. The backdrop to the orchestra and floor show was an enormous peacock set, with a spreading tail of the bird set in fake gems that were both eye-catching and dazzling. Corks popped every few moments, for this was a champagne-drinking crowd. Acrid tobacco smoke hovered like a cloud throughout the place. Evening gowns and black ties far outnumbered business suits and ordinary dresses. At each table, patrons laughed and talked in various degrees of loudness, depending upon the number of bottles which had been consumed. This wasn't a place that Richard Curtis Van Loan frequented very often, even though he could well afford it. But tonight was an exception, both in being here and in dancing every other dance with the woman who was his guest. For her, Van Loan would have gone to almost any sacrifice. The kick she was getting out of the place well repaid him for coming. She wasn't much like the elegantly gowned, carefully made-up women. Her gown was probably more expensive than any there. Her jewels carried the sparkle of authenticity. But no amount of makeup could have covered the wrinkles that came with 60-odd years of life. Van Loan pulled a chair from the table and helped her into it. He was puffing slightly. He walked around the table, sat down, and leaned over to put a hand on one of the withered ones resting on the white cloth. "Well, Martha," he asked, "what do you think of it?" When she smiled, all of her joined in.
"Van, it's wonderful. I know it's trite to say I like visiting New York, and I do, but you couldn't give me the place as a steady diet."
He grinned broadly. "There's more to New York than swank nightclubs, Martha."
"I dare say. But nothing quite as much fun, eh, Van? You know," she grew serious, "I owe you a great deal for sacrificing yourself to an old has-been like me."
He gave a derisive snort.
"I don't see you puffing, Martha, and I've been winded for the last half an hour. Incidentally, I doubt there are a pair of eyes which haven't scrutinized you and wondered about the old lady snatching a handsome young man like you from the cradle, perhaps?"
"No, I won't believe that, Martha. But those jewels you're wearing, especially that necklace, is it all diamonds?"
"I'm afraid so, Van," she smiled. "You see, vanity is not dissipated by age. I'm no longer attractive like an 18-year-old. But I can get my attention by wearing jewels."